subject to I did my basic training there, and I had signed up on the buddy program with a high school friend. And the buddy program guarantees that you will go through the basic training and then the next training, which is the advanced individual training, together. And if they don't, then you're entitled to be discharged. But subject to, you know, redraft, since, of course, you didn't serve enough time to have completed your minimal military obligation. So anyway, as luck would have it, my friend got his orders to go on to Fort Knox, and my orders were going to send me to cook school, which in hindsight, I probably should have done that. That would have been a much more interesting and valued skill. But anyway, but as it was, and it took a while for me to get those orders squared away. It took almost 2 months.
To hook up with your buddy that you went
to? No, my buddy was going to the subject.
Oh, lovely. That's where
he worked in the automotive industry.
Oh, okay. So, from 60 to 60. So, was there a training, a motor pool training at Fort Ord?
And then I ended up in Fort Ord, and I was an E1. No, I think at that point I'd actually made E2. Even though I couldn't type, I did get promoted. And when I left, that was in 1975. I arrived at Fort Ord in 75. And when I got out in 78, of course, they offer you all these incentives, and they might have offered me like a bonus of maybe $5,000 or something to re-enlist for 3 or 4 years. But I really did. I was an E4 then. Oh, they offered a bonus and a promotion to E5. But you know what? I still needed to go to college, so I got out and went back home.
That's very important.
Subject to you lived on base, or
so
from 60 to 61, was there a training?
One of the first things I remember of going in there, and it had to be in the second or third night that we were there. We were informed that we had to have cleaning supplies, brooms, mops, and that kind of stuff. So they didn't tell us how we were supposed to get this, but after a while we kind of got the idea that you had to go out and raid one of the other barracks in order to get this. And I didn't see on your pictures that I saw the end of the barracks, and they might have taken them down. There's a rack on the second floor that comes out. Do you recall seeing any of those?
I don't know.
It's a wooden structure that comes out that holds the mops and the brooms on the side. And it was outside the latrine window on the second floor.
Okay.
So we found out from people that preceded us how you went about doing this. And so you organized this little raiding party that went out at night. And so I think there were 3 or 4 of us. And I was the smaller, agile guy, so I was the one that got to go up on the roof. And it was off the shoulders of a couple of other guys, got boosted up. And I would lay flat. I laid flat on my back and reached up while people were getting ready for bed just inside the window and slowly lifted up the brooms and the mops and tossed them down to the guys below. After we got what we thought was enough, I jumped off the roof. And we started to leave. Somebody saw us and started chasing us. So the barracks all looked the same going down there. So we ran down the number of rows that we thought, made a right-hand turn, went into the first door that we thought was our barracks, threw all of the brooms underneath the first bunk and sat there and just waited for the other guys to go by. And we were in the wrong barracks. So the when we realized this, then we thought, you know, best thing to do is just slowly get up and walk out the door and walk back to our barracks, which we did. And so somebody else had the second raiding party and automotive
subject to
and you lived on base or
yeah, on base
and so from 60 to 61 and your tour duties of
I was active for 6 months.